Well, well, well. Look who's back for more podcasting shenanigans.
We're back!
Can you believe it's season 3 already?
3 seasons in.
And we haven't got the boot yet.
Must be doing something right.
Or terribly wrong.
Take your pick.
So, what's on the menu for this season?
More adulting woes.
A lot of personal opinions.
And a ton of laughter.
We will see you on Tuesday.
Where we ask the question, have we talked about?
Hey, Krista.
Hey, Sarah. We have a special guest in the virtual studio today. We're going to talk about balance and trying to do it all. And we thought it'd be a great idea to bring somebody who is doing that all so well, fellow podcaster, content creator, lifestyle curator, wife-to-be, mom of two, super empress everything, Michelle, has joined us today. So
thank you, Michelle.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
We're honored.
So excited.
We're honored that you took time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. So I'm a direct person. I want to like dig right in. I want to get into the dirt. I want to get into it all like from the jump. So even that intro that I just gave you, Michelle, balancing the podcasting, the content creation, you have a 9-to-5. You got a family. You got to keep hubby satisfied and do the love thing, right? Like, how are you managing to have all the balls in the air? Like, what do you do? What are your tricks? Like, I'm a single girl. I'm trying to lock somebody down. Like, what do I need to do to be able to like have it all?
Well, first things first is take care of you. So you have to take care of yourself first. You can't take care of other people if you don't take care of yourself. So if you're trying to lock it in, Krista, definitely think of yourself, take care of yourself, do things that make you happy, hobbies. That way, you know, who knows, maybe, you don't know, you might go for a sip and paint night, and there's a nice gentleman there who also enjoys sipping and painting. There you go. You met somebody doing something that you that you love to do. So
yeah,
in terms of doing it all, girl, I'm flattered. It's so funny because when you said doing it, I was like, I think what it is you know what, you do the best that you can. I also, in this content creation world, at first it was hard because you would be so hard on yourself. You want to be consistent. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to push content. But, you know, I have two smallish children. And, you know, I've got my 9-to-5, as you mentioned, and then I've got my hubby to be. So life can really push and pull you in different directions. So, you know, it's a more so about kind of giving yourself grace. And sometimes if you develop a community, whether you're a podcaster, whether you're a YouTuber, your community is very understanding. Like, I've heard a lot of YouTubers say that they left for X amount of months, just kind of to reset, and they came back and their community was there with arms wide open. So don't be so hard on yourself. If you know that you're consistent and then one day you're like, you fall off, you know, just make sure that when you come back on, you explain to your listeners, hey, so this is what's been going on while I'm gone, or hey, I'm going to need about another 2 months, you know, so that people don't think that you dropped off the face of the earth, right? So I would say in terms of doing it all, kind of don't, you can't really do it all. You do the best that you can. But in terms of, you know, maybe just getting yourself organized and knowing, you know, planning your content ahead of schedule, you know, in terms of, for me, it's looking like finding a babysitter. If hubby to be can't take care of the kids, find a babysitter. If he can, he's got them, he's out of the house with them, or they're in the basement or whatever. Well, I can do what I need to do. So you also have to make sure that when you're doing it, you have a partner that's like on board with you and they want to see you, you know, thrive and do this, because this content creation stuff it's new for a lot of us and it's a strange world to be in. So
true. I love that you said to give yourself grace. And you know, what it sounds like you're just saying is like, it's about progression and not perfection. Because here's the thing, Michelle, that when I first met you, it's just like, what drew me to you is that you just seemed like you were doing it all because you seem unfazed, right? Like there is like a level of confidence there. You were sure with yourself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even like outside of podcasting and just like our regular worlds and how we're showing up, right? And we're trying to do it all. Sometimes we feel like we're just not the caliber of everybody else around us, right? Like, especially when jumping into something new, whether it's podcasting, whether it's whatever. So you do feel like, am I pretending to be something that I'm actually not? But when I met you, It's like, well, this is where I want to, like, this is where I want to get to, where it's like, I'm doing it. I put in my work and I feel okay with it. I'm not looking for validation. If people don't like it, they're not my tribe. I'm a, you know what I mean? So it's like, how did you get to that place? People call it imposter syndrome, but it's just like,
girl, I'm still suffering with imposter syndrome, believe it or not. You know what really helped me? I was watching a video. It was an interview with Rihanna, and the girl says, the interviewer says, girl, you're a mom. You're this. How do you do it? And she's like, fake it.
Yeah.
Fake it until you make it. I was like, that's what I'm doing. I'm faking it. Fake it. Nobody knows. Yeah. Nobody needs to know. And so I subscribe to that, to fake until you make it. I still suffer with imposter syndrome. Listen, I'm still in shock with the people I get as guests on my podcast. I'm like,
you have some big names.
You know, so,
right?
Like, I've got Adam Ali was able to join my, and I'm still like, well, you know, so I'll always suffer with imposter syndrome. And the problem with me too is I kind of disassociate myself from the content creation world. I will come in, I will do my thing, and then I kind of just disappear. I don't find I'm so, like, in it. Not to say that I don't want to be in it. It's just that, to me, it's kind of like you go in, you do it, you show it, you show all the things that you need to do, and then you kind of get out and you go live your life. But I do enjoy the friendships that I made, and I think there are such amazing people like you and Krista and Sarah. You guys are both amazing people that I got to meet. So I think you're never going to really not have imposter syndrome. Like, there is a possibility that I have an even bigger guest on my podcast. So I'm like, and to be honest, I've been drawing wood on this one because, trust me, I would have made this an exclusive for you guys. I mean, it's an exclusive, but it's not confirmed.
So hyped up right now.
Yeah, truly.
No, but it's a big name. It's a big name. And to me, I'm, to be honest with you, I've been actually, dragging my feet on this one. I'm like,
not ready. So this is a good moment to talk through, right? Because you're hitting that moment of like, you've gone to a plateau of where you feel comfortable and where you are in your journey. And now it's like a level up moment and you're holding back because it's a stretch. And you're like, again, that uncomfortableness is like, fake it, girl. Fake it, Michelle. And you're like,
yeah, I have to tap into that. That's the problem. And I just get so like, oh my gosh, this is a big, you know, so imposter syndrome is never going to stop. I think every time you get to, like you said, a plateau, you level up and then you're back into imposter syndrome again, right? So I don't think you ever get over it, but what does help is your community. Mm-hmm. If you have a community who's rooting for you, even if I didn't have a podcasting community, I've got a tribe of family and friends who are rooting for me and who want to see this happen. So even if you don't have a content creation community, podcasting community, your friends, if your friends really believe in you, if they're really rooting for you, that's it.
Yeah.
And they're going to be the ones to encourage you and push you. It's going to be scary. Like, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm still very scared. But, you know, I just have to say, you know what? Like, let's do this. You put in the work. You deserve to be here.
That part.
You need to do this.
Yeah. So I wanted to just say for some of our listeners, Michelle, she kind of a big deal. One of her like big name guests was Adam Ali. For those that watch reality TV and watch specifically Real Housewives of Atlanta, Adam Ali is the ex-husband of one of the castmates, LaToya Ali. Now, what's her name? I forget what her maiden name is. But now she's going to get married and she just had a new baby. But like, that's a big deal. I love that you said you disassociate yourself, because it's almost like in order to get through it and not get let your mind get to you in terms of imposter syndrome, you consider it a part that's not you. It's like a task or something that you need to do. And it sounds like in this moment, the leveling up part, you're not distancing yourself from it. You're invested in it now. So now you're like, this is a part of me. This is how I'm showing up. And it's like, and I want to do well. So I'm scared because I want to do well. And then that whole idea of like the failing and the fear of failure that's kind of like holding us back from always like taking that next step forward. And also finding the time, because it's not like you can just devote yourself to this. Like, we're all doing many things, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I love that you called that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, from our perspective, we feel like you are doing it all. And if you fake it till you make it, that's great. You're posting that you're at work at like the middle of the night, it seems like. I'm
right
up and you're like,
I'm right.
You're hanging out with your kids. You're posting things, but you're trying this new like fashion outfit. Like you're doing all the things. And I'm like, oh my God, she's killing it.
You know what it is because, okay, so for me, I was grown up in a Jamaican household. In the type of parents that I had, they very much encouraged education. Nothing wrong with that. You know, parents definitely encourage education, but it didn't allow me to be creative. And so now as an adult, I'm tapping into my inner child, and I want to do all of the things. So I was like, I love fashion. I love makeup. I love you. So let me do this. I love having stimulating conversation. I'm a conversationalist. I'm in my mind. I love when we can go deep.
Yeah.
So then there's the podcast. So I think that's why I was able to do that. I think if I always had that ability to be creative, then
I
would not be new. But because of that, I'm like, now I'm an adult. I did the education. I've gotten the job. Now I'm, you know, let me have some fun. Let me figure out this creative part in you. What does that look like?
Yeah.
So that's it short. You want to enjoy it.
That's great. Exactly.
YOLO. Exactly. YOLO.
You only live in one body. Depending on what you believe.
Body. True. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true. That's true.
So obviously, we already know that you wear like all the hats.
Fashion
hats. How do you prioritize your time? Yeah, obviously, fashion hats. How do you prioritize your time effectively between everything that you have going on? And how do you do it?
Oh, girl, time management galore.
Yeah.
It's like you have to really be able to time manage. And I think what helps me a lot is like I use one specific day, and this could mean that like I could be with the kids when the kids are at the park playing.
Yeah.
And while I'm watching my kids, I'll jot some ideas of either if it's the podcast topics I want to talk about, if it's my lifestyle outfits I want to wear and show.
Yeah.
So I feel like when you just jot out a list, it really helps you because now you know what you're going to do. You know what you're going to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that really helps me in terms of just planning things out. Even with the podcast, like I'm planning to the nitty gritty, like the topic, the name of the podcast title. Who am I having? The date I'm recording, the date it's going to publish. Like I need to be in order so that I have a level of consistency for me, as well as for me, it's just so that I have everything in order so that nothing falls on the wayside. Mm-hmm. That way I could look at my list and like, oh man, that's what I forgot to do. Let me do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I do find a list helps in terms of like planning the content. Yeah, that's a different story. That's where it becomes a little bit trickier.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you would have kids. Luckily, my kids are very like on a Saturday. No. Yeah, but a Saturday is usually chill day.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to just chill home and maybe watch TV. So while they're downstairs, I might be upstairs recording a podcast.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Or, doing a video about this particular outfit or whatever. You know, so I tend to, you kind of really just kind of have to gauge, like, where can you fit in the time to do it? I've heard stories of mothers who would do their videos when their children are taking a nap. So baby's upstairs, they're downstairs. They know that, okay, baby only sleeps for an hour. So that means I'm going to do 2 videos, 10 minutes each, 20 minutes right there. And then by then you could chill for a little bit, eat, and then baby might wake up and you're ready to go tend to baby. So you really have to organize yourself in order to do this. But, you know, it happens. And I do find that if you do organize yourself and hypothetically, let's say you have an extra content, what's nice, like for me, I had an extra piece of content that I could use, but I didn't have any time to do any new content. It's easy to just take it, paste, done. Like I don't even have to do anything. So if you're, as long as you're organized and you've got like people who are going to help you look after the kids, or if you've got really, you know, chill kids, then you could get it done. But
Well, it seems like you're very efficient with your time. Like you're like putting in every moment and every like minute where you have a moment, you're like jotting things down or thinking about the next thing you want to do. Like that's fantastic. Do you ever feel, does it ever come to a point where you feel like you're just completely exhausted and you're like completely burnt out and you just need to like take a step back and just like, I just need to stop everything. What do you do? You mentioned self-care. Do you do anything else to,
help your- I do a form of, listen, it's so funny that you say that because what are we, February? No,
right. March.
This month has been absolute and I felt the we're normally very quiet for March. Where did all of this come from? It has been absolute madness. And I did feel like I'm burning out, like I need to take five. And so you just allow yourself to take five. Whether that means like, you know, going to a spa. Some people, you know, they reset by going to a spa, taking a staycation, you know, do what you need to do to recharge. If it means that you have to miss a week of content, do that. Because like I said, if you have a great community, they'll always be there. They would rather you take five than hearing that you were in the hospital.
Totally.
Because you didn't take
five,
right? You know, and we've heard so many stories of people burning out, you know, and, you know, they just disappear for like a full year and they don't come back, you know, because it affected them, whether mentally, physically, you know. So as much as I understand we are in this hustle culture, I totally get it. Inflation is kicking our ass.
Yes.
But, you know, also at the same time, you have to remember to stop. Take care of yourself. And I also say this to a lot of content creators. Actually enjoy life. Like, enjoy it. I think that's my problem as a content creator. I don't automatically think to grab my phone to record.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I actually want
in the moment.
Yeah.
This moment.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember I'll go to events and I'll come home and, you know, hubby be like, so how'd it go? And I'm like, well. And the next thing is like, did you shoot content?
Like, no, I was living my life. I was living my whole life, sir.
Yeah.
You know, so I, as much as I understand, they say that everything is content and they are right. Everything is that content. Part. But try to allow yourself to enjoy certain events. Just you enjoying the event, living in the moment, and record others. You don't have to record all of them.
Right. That's too funny, though, because after the meetup, which we hosted and you were there and everything, we, Krista and I chatted after and we're like, did you take any pictures? And we're like, no, no. We were just weird.
And so did I. And so did I, because I wanted to have a conversation. I wanted to hear from other people. I did not come into it like, okay, let me take out my phone. The most I did was like a trip there.
Yeah.
Like, come with me on my trip there. Yeah. That was it. When I got there, I was like, okay, we're done. You know, so some people don't, they have a hard time with staying in the moment, and I get it. Everything has to be recorded. It's content.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not denying that, but I think it also takes away from you being
present. You have boundaries.
And that's it. Boundaries, or do I really need to be more strict or muscle? Because the way I'd be like, I could go to every event and not pull out.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, I really need to stop doing that. If you're really going to be a content creator, shoot at least something, girl. Don't be going and do nothing. So I do have boundaries, and I think everybody should. But, you know, to each his own. Some people are like I said, on a hustle, and they want to as much content as possible. And if that's your thing, by all means, do that. But just remember self-care. Take a moment to, you know, what does that look like for you? Does it mean going to a spa? For me, self-care is getting my nails done.
They look great.
I love getting my nails done.
Yeah.
I love getting, it's a problem. It's getting my nails done, you know, going to the spa. I like that too. Some people like to really de-stress and get the massage because people are like, oh, I've got knots in. I need to de-stress, right? Sometimes self-care could be just kikiing with your sometimes my girls.
It's needed.
Yes. So as long as you're taking time to take care of yourself, I find that when you take the time out, I promise you, your creative juices come back tenfold.
So true.
And Michelle dropped a lot of gems. And in order for me to stay present, I was writing notes because I didn't want to lose sight of them. So,
girl.
But I'm thinking, right?
Girl.
So I'm going to take some notes. Okay. So you're talking about, like, again, like, we're talking about managing it all and how your list, you know, you're creating lists and then creating priorities from those lists, scheduling where you can, organizing, finding ways to repurpose things in your life so you're not having to constantly do something, right? These are the themes I'm getting out of what you're talking about and how important it is to allow your, again, give yourself grace, taking respites, because even Olympic athletes have to take scheduled rest periods in order for them to be at peak performance, right? So we need to treat ourselves the same way and being present in the moment. And again, a good gem, again, because I'm taking these notes, is if you are like doing content creation or you're exploring something you love that you want to share in the world, being kind of, there's nothing wrong with being strategic about it. Like, I want to enjoy and be present in this moment. I'm going to choose the moments that are going to be content creation. I want to be involved in getting to know all these other people in my community, but I'm going to create some content about my journey there. Like, it doesn't have to be one or the other. You can probably find the balance, and so that you get to be authentic. So then it brings me back to the next question of, like, how you say you kind of distance yourself from the content creation, so you're not necessarily getting too invested. How do you still stay authentic as a content creator, showing true Michelle, but also being professional, being like, I'm trying to get that bag too, right? Like, so
how am I authentic? Oh gosh, that's a good question.
I need to get it out before I forgot.
That's okay. I'm like, how do I stay authentic? You know what? I think if you're naturally yourself, you're really staying true to who you are. That's your way of being authentic. If you feel as though you have to put up, I'm like, my partner will say that I'm a very animated character, and I'm not, I am very animated.
Yeah.
You know, but that's me. I'm by myself. I'm very encouraging. I'm very rah-rah. I'm very energy. Could be exhausting for some, but for some people feed into it. And I think that's what allows them to, it's what makes me authentic, and it feeds into people. People like my energy, and they could sense that it's authentic. It's not a switch that you turn on and it's like lights, camera, action, you know? So I think that if you just stay yourself and you know, just be relatable, there's somebody who's going to really relate to you, you know? Just be yourself, be human. But also, if you're going to be authentic, be mindful that that giving too much information hurt you. Because, you know, we're in a culture of like, he's authentic. Yeah. Who's real? Yeah. Okay. Authentic. So when you indulge a little too much, you know, and then people get invested, then people feel the need to kind of like dictate your life. And you can kind of see it sometimes with certain content creators. You know, if a divorce happens, they feel entitled to know why, you know, and then they feel like, well, you're authentic then. Why aren't you being yourself here? You know, so I understand you should be authentic, but I guess in the sense that have boundaries. Not everything the world needs to know, you know? So just kind of like, you know, be authentic with restrictions. And it protects not only to your brand, because I guess, let's be honest, it's a brand. It also protects you from the world, because the world's not that kind. I see it in the comments, man. People be...
No.
They're not so kind.
Literally. Mm-hmm. The truest thing you've said this whole podcast is like, people are mean.
Yeah. Especially when they're behind their like laptop or their computer or their keyboard, right?
They're coming for your edges at all costs. It's like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things why I kind of disassociate myself from that world, because I know it's positive when it's positive, but when it's negative,
amplified.
Oh man, so I'm like, I don't want to get all in that.
Truly, like, wild. So as fellow parents, we both have two kids. What lessons have you learned about like work-life balance that you wish you knew when you like first started, you know, podcasting, your content creation, your lifestyle journey, anything that you could think of? I know you've been doing this for a lot longer than we have. So do you remember any lessons?
I think the lessons that I'm learning now, unfortunately, not in the thick of it. In the thick of it, I was very tunnel vision. And so now that I feel like I'm coasting, I've kind of opened up my peripheral view. And now I can say, as a mother of two, definitely, when I say just not only take time for yourself for self-care, take time for your kids. And I say that in a sense of like, actually stop, pause, and spend some time with them, because they grow up so fast. And I think I could say this for anybody. It doesn't have to be a content creator. Somebody who has a job that's super demanding, you know, and you're hustling, you're trying to make money. Great. I applaud you for that. But if you don't like take a minute, you'll blink, and before you know it, they are like ready for university. And so I'm learning that lesson now, unfortunately. Take one child at a time and really like, you'll kind of pour into them. You get to know them a little bit better, go on to a deeper level. So definitely spending more time with your kids. I know it sounds like, oh my gosh, we have to do it all. We have to be able to take our vitamins.
They have vitamins.
Poop regularly. Make sure we take it. You know, like, it's like an ongoing list. But what I would say is, if you have kids, try to make that the number one priority. You know, so I would say, Sarah, enjoy these times.
Just, quality time. Yeah, that'll
make memories. Take pictures. Didn't do as much. And so sometimes I'm like, you know, like, one of my biggest regrets is not taking those maternity pictures. Because then, one, you have content for yourself to look back on. Two, you get to embarrass your kids with their spouse. Like, I'm ready for it. Like, hello.
Yeah, for those moments.
But really, it's for you, you know? Enjoy those moments. So that's what I would say.
What about hubby, though? Where's hubby in all this?
That's a good one. That's good.
Hubby, he's around. No. For sure. Like, I say that. I think anybody who's been in long term, we've been together for now 12 years, and I think anybody could tell you that you have to work at it. Like, this is not, I think a lot of singles have this mindset that it should just be Disney. And in some cases, I heard there's piss in the dating pool.
They're trying to tell you you're in a pool. You're literally in like a sewage. Like, you're literally, it's a sewer that they're trying to pass off as a pool. Ugh. It's like, oh, no.
That's so gross.
It's a spot. No, I'm literally swimming in pee and poop.
Ooh.
I have to live up to the content that we're putting out there.
That's the next issue. Mm-hmm. I was listening to these two content creators, their husband and wife, Kira and Noemi, and he was saying that everybody's Instagram reel is their real life. Their highlight reel isn't their real life. And it's so easy to get wrapped up in it. I think a lot of content creators are now, I mean, the ones who are established, they're now gravitating to the real stuff, like where people post videos of their child having a temper tantrum, or them trying to get a picture and the kids are going buck wild and the husband is looking at us. Like, I don't know what it is. They seem to be more gravitating towards that because it's real life. And it's so,
like a realistic, that version of their house,
a mess,
actually messy. And you're like, oh, I can relate to you now.
Exactly. Great. And singles, you know, don't look at that, because I promise you, some of them are faking.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm not even joking. Somebody's told me comparison is the thief of joy. And so don't compare. I get it. I'm going to be real honest. I have my moments where I'm like, I wish my house looked like that.
We all do.
It all works. Yeah. You'll have a moment of comparison. And so relationships are not, you know, Sarah, I'm sure you know, they're not easy. They require work, right? And so with us, a lot of, I think we're on hustle mode ourselves, you know, me being a content creator, kids work, all that sort of, himself, you know, working and also being a content creator himself too. So like, I think we're just in that hustle mentality. Also, for us, we don't necessarily have like somebody we could say, hey mom, hey dad, or hey whomever, you look after the kids. Well,
there's no village.
Take five, you know, there's no village. I've made some great friends recently, and they've kind of and they're like, so how come you don't ask us to look after your kids? I was like, oh, y'all want to look after my kids? Oh, I didn't know that. But, you know, they said, you know, we understand you've got the podcast. We are here. So I have now a village, which is great.
Okay,
have fun with that.
Stop giving me all of this knowledge because I can't write it down as fast as you're saying it. So I want to take a moment to like regroup and like make sure that I'm aligned with what you just said. Okay, so like gonna like refer to my notes here. You're so magical. Like you've talked about balancing it all, right? Like you have to figure out what you're prioritizing in terms of like your kids, your husband, your bigger community, and planning for certain moments, but keeping your purpose at the front. So when you like at the front of it all, right? Like your own purpose, and that's like your goals and your ambitions, and making sure that your person is in alignment with that, because it's not always Disney. And you, again, you're touching on the point that it's like, how do you navigate those blips, right? When it's not Disney, how are you overcoming those moments? As much as when you're trying to fake it till you make it, at least for me, you're trying to plan. So like you always have the contingency. You always know what to do when things go left. So just to like make it a little lighter, because I don't want to go to sleep crying because I'm single. Can we talk about like how you've navigated when things aren't going to plan? Like, have you had a moment in your regular life with your family where, you know, like things that like went way left, or even in your content creation, or even with a guest where you're like, you had planned it, it went all the way left, and I needed to recover? Is there anything that you can share?
Oh yeah. There's always a situation where it goes left. You're recording your kids walking, Mom, I want food.
Like,
you have a guest on the podcast and it's not giving the way you thought it would give. I know this sounds funny. I encourage the shit shows. I allow them to happen because, for one, it's life. As much as you plan, always plan for the inevitable. Something is going to happen. And if you're under the microscope of it's going to be perfect, you're going to disappoint yourself. You know, and I think it's a way of kind of just taking life as it is. Life is a whole bunch of random. But, you know, I still pushed out the content. I'm like, you know what? I don't think it's going to be something. And who knows? Maybe they might enjoy it. And you're just overthinking that it's not that great. You know? So even if it's not great, even if it's yucky, the content was bad, the interview was terrible, even if it was, it's definitely a learning moment too. Don't let one situation deter you from all of it. One situation, one off. It's kind of like how you have a one-off day. You might kick and scream in the moment, but you know that the next day, we're going to start all over. We're going to start fresh, right? So I say just, you know,
take the L.
Take it. And also learn. Yeah, take the L. You learn from these L's. Like, you'll learn how to navigate through conversations. It is what it is. But then, you know, you think to yourself, okay, so what have I learned from the situation? Maybe I should do a vibe check before we record an episode. Get a sense of the vibe from the person. So you learn from these hiccups, from these bumps.
I couldn't love what you just said more than what you said this whole time that we've been talking. Because, like, I don't embrace the duds, right? Like, we always want to show our best reel of our life. But it's so funny. It's like, because you think of something that way, it doesn't mean everybody else thinks of it that way. Cause like, when I think about our podcast, like, our top episode is our very first episode where our audio is complete garbage. And we're like, why do people keep listening to it? It's terrible.
Yep. Mine was terrible too. It was horrible. But guess what? With all the duds I've done, look how much I've progressed. Like, you have to be able to stop, look back, and be like, look how far I've come. I did that, even through the duds. And look at how far you've come. I think what it is people don't give themselves that pat on the back. Like, I did that.
Exactly.
Writing down vibe check.
Yeah.
So that makes me think of like some other things that I want to ask. And I know Sarah's like has her thoughts too, but I can't help it because I'm ADHD and I'm going to forget. But so like we're talking about a lot of different things, with like being in a community that's open to collaborating, not being afraid to reach out. Your podcast and your platform is kind of has its focus. It has a purpose, right? Like, your purpose is that you want to amplify Black voices in the community, right? So,
right.
We have our own idea of like what started our podcast, but can you tell us in terms of how you got started? Like, what was your catalyst moment, or like how you decided like this was the most important thing for you in terms of your purpose with your podcast, of like whose voices that you wanted to kind of bring to the wider audience.
You know, it's funny, when I first started, so the idea came in 2019. I was on maternity leave with my son. I was bored. And so my fiance is like, why don't you listen to some podcasts while our son's sleeping? So he introduced me to the world of podcasts. And he's like, see, this is the type of stuff I listen to. So maybe you could find something. And I'm like, this is amazing. Like, people learn from this. You drop gems and you hear their stories. And I loved it. And I said to myself, I'm sure there are podcasts here in Canada. And I did find a couple podcasts in Canada too. Now, when I came up with the idea, I said, I want to do a podcast. Like, I have something to say. However, I did not know what I wanted to say. I had no idea what I wanted this to look like, what I wanted it to sound like. In time, it started to funnel because our conversations became more depth. I knew I wanted to have more depth conversations, refix up my bio. And then I said, well, I have a lot of melanated people on our podcast, a lot of Black individuals on the podcast. So what does that look like? And the more I thought about it, I was thinking about how I listen to a lot of podcasts in the States, and a lot of them can be Black focused. And I said to myself, well, we have a lot of great Black people out here too. I just don't think the world knows about it. And it's so easy that we get overshadowed by our neighbors in the States because they have a huge platform, but they're very transparent. Something that we tend to struggle here with, here in Canada. We're not as we'll be transparent with our friends. Put a microphone in front of us. Watch how quickly that changes. Let's have it be about amplifying the stories, voices, and accomplishments of Black Canadians. Let's have, you know, big content creators, small content creators, upcoming content creators. Let's have, so like, I want to grab everybody from all parts of Canada, you know, and what that does is, not only are we amplifying the voices, people hear different perspectives. So they might hear my perspective, but then I have you guys on the podcast. Huh, I'm intrigued. Okay, let me go and follow Dan Sarah and see what they're talking about. So that's how people kind of learn a little bit more about what goes on in Canada, culture in Canada. In our situation, we did an episode of, I think at that time we were going through the whole George Floyd situation. And so we discussed about how that affected us as a Black Canadian. And I think a lot of Americans don't look at us that way. For one, they think we live in igloos. Can we clarify? And we do not live in igloos.
They got to up their living. I live in a house, though, I think, is really what the problem is. They need to level up on that and not worry about, like, the designer clothes and stuff. But, yeah.
Thank you. Like, I don't live in an igloo.
Yeah.
I think if we show them that, you know, we are just as similar as you. We fight the same battles as you. As well as these things can be found in other parts of the world. You know, I think for people, they think, oh, racism is an American issue. No. America might do a good job being very loud about it, but we have it here too. You know, at one point in the podcast, I'd had a segment called Pass the Mic, which was passing the mic over to somebody else who is of different ethnicity or background. We did a conversation with an Asian individual. She's a nurse. And she was talking about, you know, what it was like being Asian in the Asian community. I think at that time, there was a lot of
the pandemic.
That's what it was. So I said, pass the mic. Right. You talk. You tell your story. Right? So, yes, we do talk about that, but I have no problem passing the mic and having their stories being amplified too, because I think it's all about learning and growing, you know, and having these conversations. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt to have these conversations. Have a conversation about what microaggression looks like. What are you going to do as an ally, as an accomplice when you see it? You know, so having those stimulating conversations. Like I said, I could talk. I love to talk. And at times I will have conversations about pop culture. I can't be deep.
Yeah, we need to lighten it up. It can't always be heavy.
Exactly. It can't always be deep. So I understand. Exactly. You know, the difference is like, yes, we can go deep, but then we could have fun.
I just want to pop in right here because you were chatting about, you know, your podcast and then all the people that you've interviewed. Has there been a conversation that has left like the biggest impact on you?
No, it's great. I'm loving these questions. What is the one that had the most impact on me? oh my gosh, this is good. Like, I have to think about it because they're all so good in so many ways. Okay, so I want to talk in the later season. So my current season, the one that has left the most impact on me was our discussion on friendships. I don't think friendships get enough discussion. We are so quick to talk about relationships, like romantic relationships, that it wasn't until we had this conversation about friendship that I really had to take like a minute and like, oh, like I had to really sit down with myself.
Was there an aha moment in what you learned about friendships, or you're like, oh, that's what that is? Was that kind of like your reaction to it, or like the whole thing?
It was more like an awareness of how you communicate with your friends, right? And I mean that in a sense of, we're so easy, it's so easy to just pick up a text message and say, hey girl, how's it going, right? Mm-hmm. And I never had that awareness in my head that yes, you can text, but sometimes a phone call, you know, just give them a call, you know. And and she explained to me why it's so important, because there's a loneliness epidemic. You know, and so because of this epidemic, you've got friends who will suffer. And the problem with having a text is easier to fake it. Whereas a phone call, you could hear it in their voice. Or if you do a FaceTime, you can see it in their face, their body language. We're so quick to assume that if I text a person, that's my work, reaching out. And yes, it is work reaching out, but then people are not their authentic self. And like she said, you get to check in with them. And then sometimes people need to check in with themselves. And it isn't until you check in with them that they realize, oh, shit, maybe I'm not that good. Maybe I am suffering right now. And it really was like, dang, a light bulb moment went off. Like, I'm a texter. Hey, girl, you good? It basically put a mirror to my face. Like, I need to do better as a friend. You really need to check in with your friends, because you don't know what you're going through.
You need to pour into the friendships.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Exactly. But if you could take a 10-minute break to scroll on Instagram, you could take a 10-minute break to give them a call.
But that's a good moment for a self-check. It's like, am I just like being invest? Like, am I choosing not to really invest because we're all busy, or I'm just being selfish?
Right.
In our relationships, sometimes we need to do that check. It's like, am I doing it because I'm protecting myself because I have boundaries, or really I'm just being selfish?
It just adds more to your things to do list. But I think it's very, like you said, it's important for you to do. So again, you're juggling everything, you're doing it all, and you will continue to do it all. That's good. I feel like I'm thinking of myself. I'm like, shoot, maybe I should call the scene.
That's what it did to me.
Exactly.
I was like, oh man.
I was just trying to take a minute to like absorb everything that you're saying, taking the time and like even investing in your friendships. It still speaks to the bigger picture of like connecting and community and sharing your stories to feel seen, to be seen, our different cultures, our different experiences. And like to take it back to what you were saying earlier, it's like when you're talking about that and like how it's important to like share and amplify certain voices within our community. It's also understanding our perspectives, and sometimes we're having the same experience. And I say this because Sarah and I did an episode on like curly hair, and we've all had experiences here where people are like, can I touch your hair? Right? And like we've all had an experience with that, and like how we accept it, and how like in certain instances, it's like, because you have hair that's different, people feel like they can like get all up in it. It's like
no, that's a sense of entitlement. That is not they feel entitled to be touching up your hair. That's so funny. Wow, foreshadowing my next episode.
Oh,
hair.
Okay, we're just about to ask you, like, what's on the horizon?
I was like, y'all, are y'all in my room?
We're synced up.
How do y'all know that? I think people feel very entitled. It's an entitlement thing. I'm entitled to touch your hair. No, you're not. You're not entitled to touch my hair. I'm not a petting zoo. I tell that all the time. I'm not a petting zoo. I'm not a freak show. This is not. No, you can ask questions if you would like. Like, hey, how do you slick your hair back? Well, I use this. You know, like, you can ask questions. But why do you feel the need to touch my hair? I think it's also a boundary. I think people just don't understand boundaries.
Personal space. Like, hello.
People don't understand that.
So this is my question is now a two-parter. And like, I also want to be totally respectful of your time, Michelle, but it's like, so there's like two different things that are kind of going on in my head here, where it's like, you touched on the fact that you're going to do a curly hair episode. We've done a curly hair episode. Like, there's a lot of like, we're seeing a lot of people that are like part of your tribe or part of your vibe are kind of like syncing up, but also you have to speak to the masses. Like, there's almost, you have to kind of be a little bit of a psychic to know when the right episode is going to hit against your audience, or like what content is going to be like engaging. And like, this algorithm shit is like, it's, I don't get it. So like, you have kind of been in the game for a while. Like, how are you staying authentic, being present, but like still like aware of what's going on in the game of like what to post, how to post it? It's still, you're still, I know that you're, I know you got your business hat on. You're still trying to make this like a business. And like, if I'm going to spend all my good time, I want to get my good money, right?
Yeah.
Money, yeah. So how you keeping it fresh? Like, you're keeping it fresh with your hubby, like fresh and engaging, like brand new. But like, how are you doing it for your audience?
Real fresh? With a hubby? God.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, just talk about the audience.
Audience.
No, okay. You don't have to talk about the hubby. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Because this is my hubby.
No. Ooh, yeah. Man. Literally. Like,
that, right?
Another episode.
To be continued. With your audience, I think it's very important that you allow that kind of communication between you and your audience. So what that looks like is, you know, being open to say, hey, if there's anything on the podcast that you want to hear us discuss, let us know. Because then it helps. They feel seen and heard. You heard them. And they're more likely to engage. And they'll continue to engage. And they'll continue to support. And they'll push your content out. And get
I should have been taking notes, but I was being present.
Yes.
Listen to your community, you know, and keep pushing out content. People leave comments. Girl, I think that's my biggest, like... if I was to ever make it big.
Oh
my God, Michelle, like... When I make it.
There you go.
Aw, thanks, Chris. See, I have to change the way I talk. I know, I'm working on it. Oh, I'm working on it. But when I make it big, I think that's going to trip me out too. I'll take the money, but not the fame.
Anyway, yeah. I want to be fully monetizable,
you know,
and anonymous.
Absolutely.
But yeah, with us being out there, yeah. I think we have the luxury, though, podcasters and YouTubers too, we are only known in your community. Where compared to celebrities,
yeah,
different. So you'll be known a little bit, yeah. But you won't be that known.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I feel like we've taken up like literally your entire evening. We want to give some of your time back. But finally, you have shared tidbits here and there. Like, you have your hair episode next. You have some like super secretive, you know, guests that you're trying to lock down. Is there any other exciting projects or anything else?
Oh, yes. I have that exciting thing. And you know what? I'll see if I can find a way to get y'all to be the first one to drop that. That's exclusive. When I confirm, I'll give it to you.
Okay. I'm fangirling a little bit.
Okay.
Girl, trust me. The way I'm sitting here, like, if this happened,
oh, I'm so excited for you.
So the hair episode is going to be dropping in April. I had a author who wrote a children's book reach out to me, and so we discuss hair, black hair, and the importance of, you know, the confidence that children need to get, especially with our kinks and coils and the type of hair we have. And how important it is for allies and people who are trying to learn about the community to understand our hair. So we have that discussion. That episode is dropping in April. I was able to lock it in with Creating with Kaya. And so she is an influencer, a YouTuber. And what it is it gives content creators who live in Canada some gems on how to make it in the content creation world. The do's, the don'ts, the faux pas, all of that. And so we are definitely going to have a conversation on the influencer world. What is it like being an influencer in Canada? And then I will wrap up the season with, I'll be having a wrap-up season with two podcasters. Various discussions. This is where we'll have a little bit more of a lighthearted discussion.
Let's recap. Like, I gave the introduction. Let's outro with you selling yourself. Like, okay, I'm sure Kaya is creating. Oh. She's comfy and she's curly, but we're not talking to her. So give us your stuff. How do people reach you? How do people find you? What are you doing?
I have two accounts, right? The Shot of Melanin is more for conversations. And then Being Mimi would be my page. And that's where I kind of have, it's Being Mimi _XOX. And that's where I have my content on like lifestyle and fashion, makeup. So you're kind of getting a lot of everything on my Instagram. So you've got A Shot of Melanin, which is all one word, no spaces, no underscore, nothing. A Shot of Melanin. Mm-hmm. And that's where you could have more of my podcasts. And then Being, Being_XOX. That's more, you could reach me on both. I am very much in the DMs. And then you could find me on other socials, Instagram, there's Facebook, there's X, right, which was Twitter, Threads. I'm even on TikTok, y'all. Okay. I'm putting in work.
The ticking and the talking.
Although I will say, so I'm not that consistent on TikTok. We also have a YouTube page for the Shot of Melanin, which you can listen to, A Shot of Melanin, wherever you listen to your podcast. So wherever you listen to Can We, Have We Talked About, you can listen to all listeners. I need you to all these listeners. So all, I need you to listen here. Listen, me, you, listeners. The way you support indie podcasters is by leaving comments. It's by sharing. It's by liking. So I'm going to need y'all to do a favor. If you're listening on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, where you can do all of that, you need to do that because that helps Sarah and Krista get on the radar. So if you support this podcast, you're helping indie podcasters. And trust me, you guys have been getting some good stuff from them. They've been putting in the work. So support them. Mm-hmm. My friends have always said it, and I'm going to say it everywhere. Support does not cost this a
damnest of the gems. Mm-hmm. You've taken us out to the outro. Like, I'm not.
Oh, I can't claim this one. I can't claim that one. I was regurgitating. As my friend from Domo says, from the Raw Sex Podcast, truly, support is free. So
I mean, okay, listeners, like, you heard her, so I don't have to say anything about it. And, you know, like, again, we're all doing this. We have 9-to-5s. We're doing this late at night to bring this content because we have a purpose, we have a love, and we have a passion for this. Don't gatekeep, share. We're going to put Michelle's, obviously, social media links in our podcast description when we launch it so that you guys know how to reach out to her. So you probably love her as much as we do. So, Michelle, thank you. I'm so excited for all the things that you're working on. I can't wait to hear when you score this person, because like, that's your leveling up, and it's like your success as a community is our success. So like, we just humbly want to be a part of the journey in any way we can. And we are broke, so our support is free, and we were happy to give it to you.
Not only we are broken, my support is free. Oh my gosh, Krista, you kill me.
That's funny.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you for having me. This has been a minute since I've been on somebody's podcast, so I really appreciate you guys.
Okay, Michelle, kissing and hugs. We're all having to wake up early tomorrow.
Appreciate you.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye, guys. That's it.
Bye.